You know, if you look at his starts over the last couple, five, six of them, the first five, 6 minutes, how have we been? You know, it's just not him. Obviously, I'm sure he feels better, you know, about that first one. But, you know, stuff like that happens. It's bad bounce, bad luck. But then it's how do we respond? How do we pick him up? How do we battle back? How do we keep it at one and just go from there? I get where he's coming from. I know, obviously, he's a good friend of mine and close teammate. And that's, like I said, that's where the rest of us in this locker room have to pick him up and battle for him and compete and just let him get to his game. And we don't do that very often.
When you're going through it out there, what is the conversations like on the bench, especially during, you know, the breaks?
You know, it's just, let's keep plugging away. You know, there's plenty of game left. There's a lot of time left. A lot of things can happen. We've scored 2, 3, 4 goals before in a period, and or, you know, over the first, second half of the games. And, you know, it gets to that point where, you know, it was whatever, 1, 2, 3, nothing. And that's where we have to make sure it stops. You know, if that happens, look, all of a sudden, you know, we played pretty well in the second and third. And, you know, if we keep it there, it's 3-2, and, you know, who knows what's happening, what happens in the third, bad bounce here, power play goal, or whatever. Something happens, and that's where we have to, you know, we feel like the big momentum swing is coming. That's where we have to end, and then, you know, flip the ice and go the other way.
Lightning are an explosive team, too. If you're not careful, they can jump on you quick.
Yeah, we know that coming into the game. They're just a very tenacious team. You know, they're very good down low. They're very good off the rush and on the, obviously on the power play. And you give them those three areas, and they're going to beat you. And, you know, you give them time and space there. That's their game. It's how do we force them to play in their D zone? How do we take away some of their speed to the neutral zone with good gaps and whatnot and smart puck play? And when we do that, we're a pretty effective team. But we not, you know, we let them. You know, get too comfortable out there.
Andy, has it been frustrating that this team hasn't really been able to sustain a winning streak of any sort, the inconsistent play from night to night?
I don't know about frustration, but it's, you know, we need to have some urgency here and make sure we, you know, every time we seem to get a little bit of traction here and there, and then all of a sudden, you know, something happens, whatever it may be. That's where it's on us in here to, like I was kind of talking earlier, when, you know, there's critical points in the game where, you know, it's 2 or 3 nothing, like that's it. We got to dig in and flip it, and that's what we have to do here. We got to find a way to, you know, keep getting points here and then, you know, get 1 point, and then all of a sudden we get two, you know, we find a way, we get a, you know, greasy goal or something happens, and that's what we need to do. We have to really focus on that, and once we really bear down, I feel like we'll go on a good streak here.
I'm sure it weighs on Corey a little bit, trying to get out of the streak. Does it weigh on you guys as teammates, trying to also help him get out of this and get him a win?
For sure. You know, we want to play as hard, you know, hard as we can for both goalies, and that, you know, like that doesn't change our game. It's how do we give him a chance to get to his game, and I don't think we've done that very often in his starts where we've let him. Where he was under siege there in the first 5-6 minutes, and you saw in Carolina, obviously we had a terrible 30 seconds and it kind of cost us the game there, but you saw him the rest of the game. He was phenomenal. I played real well, and but it's just how do we do that? That's there's simple fixes, obviously a couple breakdowns on our part, whether it's mental or you know, breakdown systematically, and that's on us though.
Thanks, Andy.
No problem.